Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, this week we're talking about German philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche, the man who proclaimed the death of God in the 19th century.
John, people assume the greater good is something we naturally strive toward, but Nietzsche reminded us, in a world without God, there's no reason to believe this is true.
You mean when it comes to the greater good, what about my greater good?
That's right. Nietzsche looked at nature and defended the survival of the fittest, where instinct drives the fittest to survive, doing whatever's necessary. Just think, if this is true, every selfless action throughout history that we deemed was directed toward others was just people serving themselves. Altruism is acting sacrificially for the well-being of others. It provokes admiration. But according to atheism, Nietzsche reminded us there is no altruism. 20th century author and philosopher Ayn Rand wrote The Virtue of Selfishness. On her view, every time we seem to look out for the interest of others, it's a thinly disguised act to look after ourselves. G.K. Chesterton said, to preach egoism is to practice altruism. But if what Ayn Rand says is true, to preach altruism is to practice egoism.
Even her self-help book was written to help herself.
Thankfully, contra Nietzsche and Rand, the Christian worldview makes sense of self-sacrifice. God himself sets the standard, sets the example, when he sent his son, Jesus, to the cross to make the greatest sacrifice of all.
That's Alec McClellan with Reason Why, ultimate truth for ordinary people. We invite you to the website reasonwhy.org. That's reasonwhy.org. Reason Why is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries.